Hey guys, welcome back to the Commercial Finance Podcast. My name is Leland Baptist, your host, and today we're going to talk about a quick market update. All right, quick market update. First and foremost, if you have been anywhere close to media, and almost any source of media, you should have heard of the coronavirus or COVID-19. COVID-19 in the year 2020, right? So, what's going on in the markets? What should we expect? So first and foremost, as a quick market update, we find out that Cheesecake Factory is actually on the brink. We also find out that a couple other restaurants are also on the brink of closing, essentially. So that's disheartening. AMC theaters, from what a couple articles said, they may not actually be back in operation after COVID-19. Right now, many debt owners for commercial real estate, but especially multifamily, are waiting. They're waiting to see what happens with the rent rolls for the month of April. The reason being is because for lending for the past decade or half a decade, multifamily has been viewed as the golden child of commercial finance. And what I mean by that is that oftentimes, what you'll see is that lenders are really bullish on multifamily. So that's five units or more. But the truth is, like any other piece of real estate that is heavily dependent on the consumer, hey, things might actually flop with that. So we'll see. So what's happening is that most of the regulators are waiting to see what happens for April, if tenants are still going to pay their rent. And if they are, then that means that, hey, you don't have to worry about that multifamily loan going into default. What the FHA is doing to combat that is the FHA is giving the access to their borrowers, including their multifamily borrowers. A lot of multifamily is functioned or backed by what's called agency debt. And agency debt is a real nifty, cool way to say money from the government, okay? So just like how someone may use an FHA loan to purchase their home or a first-time home buyer or whatever, people also use FHA loans to purchase multifamily. And those are called FHA 223s and so forth and so forth. So what the FHA is doing to combat people from basically defaulting who own apartment complexes is they're saying, hey, we're gonna allow you guys a deferment, and we're actually gonna allow you guys to defer your payments about anywhere from, I think it was initially it was saying up to 90 days, which is 3 months, and now I'm seeing things are saying possibly for special explanations up to 9 months. So you go from 3 months to 9 months. So we'll see how that's done. It's going to be interesting, guys. So ultimately, on this market update, most of the commercial finance realm is waiting to see what the government does for commercial mortgage-backed securities, for government-backed loans like the FHAs and part of some conventionals. What you're going to see is that they are, in fact, they're just going to allow people to defer. So instead of having a report of missed payments or and things like that, they're just going to give these guys a break. So, which is a good thing. I'm happy about it. It helps us out. It helps our clients out. Cool. But what I want to say is that oftentimes people in entrepreneurs and especially people in real estate, they'll make comments such as, I don't depend on the government for nothing. I don't ever need blah, blah. And it's like, dude, just be honest. Listen, for all of us who have FHA loans, whether it's a multifamily space, whether it's for your four unit, whether it's for your triplex, your duplex. If you got an FHA mortgage, you're pretty happy at the moment. And so what's also moving, just kind of want to make sure I share this with you guys. What is also moving in the market is people are still, and I mean still, purchasing apartments, purchasing buildings, purchasing investment real estate, or just purchasing real estate in general. What they're using to do that is they're using conventional loans and FHA loans. Why? Because the government is still buying that debt. Most of the CMBS is not being purchased anymore. So let's say that it was a loan that was put together as CMBS at 80% LTV. That loan will be simultaneously sold to a hedge fund or a family office in, like, let's say Italy, okay? Well, if that family office in Italy isn't buying right now because of COVID-19, you may have to change that product from commercial to more of an FHA. So I hope that makes sense, guys. So just keep a lookout on that for all the reports to see how the rent comes in for April. Talk to you later. Peace.